Hey, welcome to Tea Time.
I'm Tish.
I'm Eureka.
I'm Andrea, and we are the Synoptic Sisters.
We are three friends, and we each bring three different perspectives to the conversation.
Our sisterhood developed through our weekly conversations about Bible studies we are doing together, and now we want to invite you into the discussion.
So, when you tune into this podcast, you're going to get a chat with three friends who have three different takes, but one faith in Christ.
Be sure to subscribe. Let's get into today's episode. Hey, you guys, we are so excited to have you. If you follow us on socials, then you saw we did 12 Days of Christmas, where we introduced a little bit of what you might get when you tune in with us. And today, if you've listened to our introduction, you notice we added a little something new, the Synoptic Sisters, which was not included in our socials videos. So let's start out telling our listeners a little bit about how the Synoptic Sisters came about. You guys good with that?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. So if any of you guys are familiar with the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke are called the Synoptic Gospels because they have similar stories and often in a similar thread, but they tell a little bit of a different, they put a little bit of a different twist on it because they're all different writers. Even though you're going to read the same stories, you're going to read them told a little differently because it's coming from three different people. And so we kind of thought that that was similar to our story as friends. And when we have conversations, we tend to come from the same place. We have the same goal in mind. But because of our different backgrounds and how we grew up and how we perceive things, then our stories are slightly different. And so we thought the Synoptic Sisters was a great representation of our conversation.
Yeah, so as we were discussing this, we were like, man, that should have been our, that's what we should have said, that's who we are instead of Tea Time, because we all like tea. Well, Drea less than us, but that's okay. But we did T as the initials of the first letters of our name. So I was like, well, we can roll with it. And Dre was like, yeah, we can totally, you know, be the Synoptic Sisters. But then we were like, well, we've already put ourselves out as Tea Time. And we were like, well, we can be that could be the umbrella of our ministry, but we're known as the Synoptic Sisters. And I was like, yeah, because how many times in the Bible has Jesus, you know, God changed somebody's name? It's like, yeah, I knew you as Jacob today, and tomorrow you're Israel, or you're Saul today, and now you're Paul. Like, what's up with that?
Right. And oftentimes when we hear or when we see God changing someone's name, it was always for the better, right? They became some new person in Christ. And so we are going to stand on that for our podcast, that with this new name, Tea Time with the Synoptic Sisters, that Jesus just has something real great for us. He's revamped us a little bit over the last few weeks. What do you think, Drea? You agree?
I love it. I mean, we've talked a little bit about, you know, if we should have a more narrow focus for what we want our podcast to be, because but you know, we've all kind of shared that what we really want from this is just to share some of the, you know, joy we have in conversation together about these Bible studies, to share just kind of that experience of doing Bible studies together in a group of women with other women. So we knew that was always going to be our focus. You know, we love doing Bible studies together. We want to continue to do them, but also share them in this podcast format. But I love the addition of the synoptic element, where we're really just, I think, kind of choosing to embrace and kind of make our different perspectives a central piece of this ministry. You know, the fact that, yes, we all really do come with our different backgrounds and our different interpretations and understandings. And we want to, I guess, kind of, you know, use this as an opportunity to highlight and share how we appreciate those, versus maybe worrying about whether we all are necessarily gonna share a certain specific common focus outside of Christ. So yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's really good. And I like that you brought that up as one of the highlights of the most, for me, one of the most important elements of this podcast is that we have such different perspectives and yet we are so unified. Because often today, when we look at different people in the body of Christ, people who have certain views we discussed in some of our videos on our socials are not unified, but there's lots of division. And so that's one of the things that I definitely want to highlight to our listeners is, you know, the ability to model that we have different opinions about things, but we are so very united and supportive of one another. And it's not, you know, this or that. It can be all of these things, you know, and we still have that one faith, like we said in our introduction. We still have that one faith in Christ, but we have different takes on it. And that's important because we're all different people. And so, and that's just what it is in the world. We're all different people. We come from different backgrounds. None of those things make it impossible for us to be unified like Christ wants us to be in his word. So,
yeah, I love that. That's, I mean, it's so good. And yeah, you're right. In our videos, we did mention, you know, several people who have influenced us with their Bible studies and things like that. And I think even though there is a lot of division sometimes within the church, those people are people who have inspired me as well as being unifiers. As I think, you know, when you keep the central focus on Christ, you don't even really have to worry about intentionally creating unity because Christ is unity in his spirit, you know? So if we are teaching and we are always bringing it back to Christ, we're going to be unified in Christ without necessarily having to take these, you know, extra steps to create that unity. And it is a relief because it's against what our culture teaches, you know, like in, you know, the secular world, when you're, you know, working on organizing firms and, you know, or even just like, you know, nonprofits and volunteer groups, it's like, you have to have this very, like, you know, everybody has to be on the same page. We have to have everything aligned for things to go smoothly. And I mean, you know, that's great. But the what we have together is we have that shared common focus on Christ. And it's like a relief that we can kind of put aside some of these little details that maybe would stress us out about doing a podcast together if we weren't sure if we were all super on the same page. Because it's like, well, we're all headed towards Jesus, though, and that's where we want to go. So we're going to just like set little differences or concerns if we have little differences. I don't even really think we've had a lot of differences, but it's more, I think I've experienced that, like, okay, do we all know like what we're going to do? Like just little things on like who's going to talk first and this and that, or do we, how much do we need to nail that down? And it's like kind of a relief just to be like, we're going to let God like lead on this and that's okay, you know?
Yeah. So good, Andrea.
As you were saying that, and you were talking about, you know, what the world does versus spiritual beings, I was looking for a verse that we had come across in our study before. And it was about, we had this conversation where, because we were talking about our differences, right? And the question was something like, I guess holding somebody up, be careful not to, I guess if somebody got in trouble, make sure you take two people, at least two, because if one goes by themselves, that person may become their God or whatever the case may be. And so the question was like, so what do you think about that? And I was, remember, I think I said, well, I think it's better to have more than one person because you can get that different perspective. Because while one might be encouraging, the other might be reprimanding or whatever the case may be, but you know, all in, you know.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying that. That was so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's what we do. And I think in our ministry, as we go forth, that will, I think the three different perspectives will keep us from getting into trouble, you know, because we always will have to come, because we're so different, we have to always come together to make a decision. Although we give each other freedom, because we also believe that our foundation is Christ and we each know our hearts that we only truly want to glorify God in all that we do and say. And so, you know, with that freedom, we still have to sometimes just come back to make decisions, major decisions. And so while I was trying to find that scripture, I came across another scripture about being comparing. And this is 2 Corinthians 10 And it says, oh, my page didn't flip. Oh, 12, I think. For we don't dare classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves, but in measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves to themselves, they lack understanding. We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but according to the measure of the area of ministry that God has assigned to us, which reaches even to you. So when you were talking about what the world does, like they want you, they want individuals to stand out and to you know, be the top dog or what have you. We as believers, we're like, let's be united, even though we're different. Let's use what we have. And so we will never boast in our things that we can do, but only boast in Christ.
And I was just thinking as you were saying that about how you're right. Like we always come together to make decisions. But you were so clear to say that we have that freedom because it's like, there's no like leader between us. You know, there's no clear, I mean, sometimes just even naturally in friendships or in friendship groups, you'll have the one who's kind of like the leader and like, that's great. It's there's nothing wrong with that, but it's so interesting between us that there really is nothing like that. I mean, we all, I think just really, you know, view each other for our unique qualifications and strengths. And I think we clearly like, we kind of like let each other take the lead on things where we know that that's, you know, kind of something that you're good at. Like, I mean, Rika is definitely the clear leader on like setting up things and like making the Zoom links. And she's the one who will make sure that we all actually like get here and show up, you know, but then Tish is the one who I can count on and know that she's always going to have like really great resources. She's going to be the one who tells us like when the new Bible study stuff comes out and like get us to sign up for like a certain time. I don't know. I don't really know if I actually like bring anything or whatever, oh, yeah. You know, cause I don't really sit there and analyze my role in this friendship like that. But
You do. But, you are that one that see you bring your perspective. Like, you know, we will say, you know, how to reach someone or, you know, what this is going to be like, what our conversations and it's like, hey, what did you think about these people who might not really consider what we're saying? And it's like, oh, okay. So that, and you know, you're writing, right? It's like, okay, so now, you know, you are writing. You keep us.
So it is a really great thing because we do mutually, you know, come together to make these decisions. And I think we all feel really free to just kind of like use our gifts as God has given it.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of feeling free to use our gifts, we mentioned in our videos that we are going to be doing the Galatians Bible study first, or discussing the Galatians Bible study first. And so I thought this would be a good time for us to tell our listeners the other highlight about this podcast, which is that a lot of the podcasts will be conversations that we'll be having about Bible studies that we're doing. And so in one of our intro videos, and please, if you are interested, head over to our Instagram page. One of you will have to remind me what our Instagram name is.
Galatians.51. So we wanted to take our kind of our theme verse, Galatians 5:1, that we all love. So it's Galatians with a period and then 5:1, no colon or period or anything in the 5:1, just 5:1. Cause Instagram, you know, it's hard to find a handle on there.
And we'll put it down in the episode notes also, the Instagram information. But if you wanted to view our videos, please head over to Instagram or our Facebooks. We'll also put that down below and you can view that video. But we were discussing how one of the ways that we came about, or that our friendship started to deepen, is by doing Bible studies together. And so that's kind of the second spin outside of us having three separate perspectives, is that we enjoy doing Bible studies together. We'll call each other on Zoom once a week. We discuss them. And the conversations were so edifying, we decided that we would love to have other people join in those conversations. And so the first Bible study that we're going to be discussing together as a group is Beth Moore and Melissa Moore's Bible study, Now That Faith Has Come. And that is a Bible study on Galatians. Also, Andrea just mentioned our theme verse for this, for our sisterhood in this podcast and our ministry together, which is Galatians 5:1. And so I guess it's with that being our theme verse, you know, Galatians Bible study that talks a lot about freedom is just a really perfect way for us to launch this podcast.
So if you don't know Galatians 5:1, we'll just say it really quick. Christ has liberated us to be free. Stand firm then and don't submit again to a yoke of slavery. So we'll
let's chat a little tiny bit about what that means for people who might be listening and they're like,
and just to kind of, you know, plug back our Instagram again, one of our, I think our last 12 days of Christmas video was that was actually our topic, freedom in Christ. So if you did want to go and get a little bit more in depth on that, we shared some good content here, maybe beyond like what we'll talk about right now.
So why do you guys think, why would you say it was important for us to choose Galatians 5:1 as our theme and then also to head into this Bible study? What is it about freedom in Christ that's so important that we wanted to make sure this was the first message our listeners heard from us?
Wow. Good question. I think that it's just important to really understand what true freedom is. As believers, we're often submitted to a yoke of slavery, which means we often have these expectations or these rules, bylaws, if you know, church for church members and whatever the case may be, that we feel really bound to. And so when you're bound, you're tied up, you know, you've got this yoke kind of, you know, so the yoke is, if you're a farmer, you would have a something that goes on the cow's neck or a horse or whatever, I guess it's a horse, mostly a cow or an oxen. I think they're the same thing. Excuse me if I'm wrong. But it would be around their neck tied so that they could not go where they wanted to go, but they were being stirred by the farmer. And so that's where that means yoke of slavery or yoke of bondage comes from. And so this verse says that because we are in Christ, we are free. And which means we're free to do and think, just free to be and operate, live how we want to in the Lord. But so while we have freedom, there are some parameters in that freedom. So we can't just really do what we want. We have the choice because God makes us free. But we no longer have to be feeling bound to, if I believe in Christ, I'm a woman. And so I should, feel like I have a place, which would be what the world says, that we're less than a man. And God's like, no, you're free in me. You're equal. For me personally would be, okay, so I'm this woman in the Bible. It seems that I've had some teachers that would say, or Bible teachers, you know, that would say, well, women can't lead. And so that was a yoke on me. And for a very long time, up until, I'm just saying, even recently, it was like I felt this calling that God was like, this is your purpose. You need to do this. And I'm like, well, show me where it says that you used women. Because the teachers told me that, you know, it was only men. And so that was a struggle. And so with that freedom, so that's why it's important to let people know that you are free, totally free. Now, just because we have freedom and we have to get into this grace is so deep, but I'll just leave it at that. So we're no longer slaves to sin. We don't have any bondage from laws and rules, but we can totally operate in the freedom that God gives us because we have relationship, right? When you're in relationship with somebody, you're willing to do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I remember the day we talked about, you know, we kind of just said, oh, well, we should definitely just make the Galatians kind of our theme then. And, you know, we were talking about the podcast. We were talking about how we want to do Bible studies together. And I just really felt like we just finished the Galatians study. So obviously that was fresh on my mind and all of our minds. But I just really felt like it was so important to me in that moment to make this, you know, ministry about communicating that freedom in Christ, and not just have it be just another podcast that just kind of is, about instructional living, because there's a lot of those. And there, you know, I think there's a lot of resources out there if you want to know about, you know, eating healthy or parenting, or, you know, there's lots of really great things, really great resources available. And I think we tend to cover a lot of different topics in our conversation. And one thing I appreciate is that both of you have really wise perspectives. And I think, you know, I do too. I think we all come together and are able to genuinely edify, you know, as one of you said earlier, and give each other sound advice, you know, based on scripture. And I love that. And so that is going to be incorporated in these conversations. But I think like what I recognize is so valuable in this relationship is, again, it really is based on that lens of Christ and our freedom in Christ that we give each other that instruction versus a particular type of teaching, a particular, you know, religious doctrine that we have been taught. You know, we question even, you know, the things that we share, things we've learned in church, and discuss those with each other, and really, you know, hash it out and talk about those things versus just saying, oh, well, you need to do this because blah, 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 blah. You know, we look at the scripture together and we look at what it means and look at, you know, what Christ is trying to communicate with us, with each other. So I think I wanted just to communicate that idea that we can be free in, you know, when we're talking about even just various aspects of our life and yes. stuff.
Yes, that's good. That's real good. Yeah, and in my two cents in it is just, I think exactly what you said, Drea, just I think that you mentioned before, you were like, you know, oftentimes when we get out of that sin bondage, the next thing that we run to is the religious bondage. And so I think freedom in Christ, excuse me, is good for both of those. We're, you know, and there's obviously we can be in the middle of those, which is great. I don't know very many people who are living in that happy medium, but sometimes we kind of toggle back and forth between a sin bondage and a religious bondage. And so for freedom in Christ to be our theme is just, I think it's amazing, as like Rika mentioned, the umbrella over, you know, over our thoughts as we are doing these Bible studies together and we're having these conversations, that the main message that we want our listeners to hear is that you are free in Christ. And so we are so excited to start these conversations with you. We are very excited that you tuned in with us today. Again, we will put all of our social information in the episode notes, and we look forward to seeing you or hearing from you next week.